Exactly, Tegan. And that's really hard in this day and age because we've got technology. You know, today's news, tomorrow's gone.
Even when it comes to our shares and things, previously, you know, you'd have your lump sum, you'd go to your financial advisor, they'd invest them, and you might check in once every couple of months. Well, now there's apps on your phone and you can, oh goodness, it's gone down, or oh, it's gone up. You could literally click in and have a look at 10 times a day if you wanted to. Does that sometimes backfire on you as a financial planner?
Well, it backfires on the clients because making short-term decisions about the future is it's improbable because we don't know what's going to happen in the future. And so all this information that's being thrown at you, you know, and all these apps and all this information about, you know, get rich in 3 years if you buy these shares, etc., it's just not the game to play, Tegan. And I've seen more people lose money and significant money by trying to make short-term investment decisions than long ones. I've got a great story for you to tell you today.
Okay, rightio, share it with us.
So a lady, Grace Groner in the US, bought 3 shares in her company that she worked for, which was Abbott Laboratories. And she paid $60 for them, and she just kept them. She lived in a modest house. She didn't have a lot of money. She reinvested all the dividends over that time. And when she died, her estate was worth $7 million. She bought 3 shares.
Goodness.
So, you know, granted, she might have bought shares and a company went broke. But luckily, she had a company that continued on.
And I'm sure over the years, those shares would have been worth more than she paid for, then less than she paid for, then add the money back in when you get some dividends. If she had have done some short-term freaking out, maybe that would not be the same story.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's a great story about compounding returns. And for us as financial advisors, we try to get our clients to make sure they build their portfolios over the long term. And I've said to you before, you know, if you're 40 years of age and you're investing today in superannuation and outside of super, you're not investing for the next 10 years or 1 year or 5 years. You're investing for the next 50 years.
Mm.
And so I bought some statistics on the Australian share market over 10-year periods, over 115 years, and it's astonishing.
Okay, please do. Please share.
All right, 1990. Mm-hmm. I've got some figures back from then. So this is the All Ordinaries Index. It measures the average return of the Australian market. From 1990 to 1910, the market produced 13.8%. The next decade, 9.9%. And the next decade, 15.7%. So you can see there over a 10-year period, they're pretty good returns.
They are.
And then you get to 1930, and the first year was minus 28%.
Ouch.
So how would you feel then? You mean?
Ooh, that would hurt. That would have to hurt the hip pocket.
You'd be panicking. That was the Great Depression, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of bad news around. But over that 10 years, the market produced 11.5%. So here we are. We're talking over 10%. And if I come up to latter times, the 1960s to 1970s, 15.2%. And in the 80s, which we know were the greedy 80s,
yes,
the market produced a 10-year annualised return. This is annualised, year by year, 21%.
Whew.
So this is the All Ordinaries Index, all your dividends reinvested, and you just left it there for 10 years, and you'd have to say that they're pretty good returns. Considering the GFC, let's talk about the decade that was.
Yes, yes.
What do you think it was from 2000 to 2010?
I would say 6%, 7% maybe.
That's a good call, 11.1.
Oh, wow.
So you started in 2000, surprising. You went through a terrible time in 2008, but the market fell 43% that 1 year, but the market kicked back 39% the next year. So although you were at a lower base, but over the 10 years, you still had a great return, 11%.
When that GFC happened in 2008, did you have a mass phone call from your client saying, get me out, get me out? Is that what we do naturally when we see that the market has fallen so much?
If you're speculating, that's definitely what would have happened. You know, if you're doing what we were talking about before,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
you're looking at it all the time, you're not diversified, you're trying to get short-term returns, you would have absolutely panicked. And particularly, you know, quite a lot of self-funded retirees who were doing it themselves with no, mm-hmm, coaching certainly panicked and fled to cash. What's important is to get the right education before you invest 1 cent. Make sure that you can sleep at night and you've got a portfolio that no matter what happens in the markets, the economy or the world, you've got the highest probability of achieving your most important goals. If you can do that before you invest 1 cent, you don't have those phone calls. And we didn't. We had some clients ring up, and certainly we had a cup of coffee and I gave them a hug, told them everything was okay.
It'll be all right.
It's all okay. And, you know, they've reaped the benefits of having that trusted advisor there to help them not make a decision that many did, and it was detrimental to their wealth.